Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How you doing Wednesday on 98.9 Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, right over there, and here we are, midweek. Happy Middle Child Wednesday, and we're Veterans Day yesterday has come and gone. I hope you recognized someone who did serve our country and gave him thanks. What's up, girl?
Good morning. Okay, speaking of giving thanks, I have this idea that I wanna run by you.
Thanksgiving in a couple weeks?
Yes, Thanksgiving.
Good idea. Good idea.
Well, because of Thanksgiving is in a couple of weeks, I'm like, you know, what if we did, like, for the rest of the month, or up till Thanksgiving, not for the rest of the month, we'll pick a name of all our Buzz fam. So everybody who calls into the show often. Randomly draw a name every day, and then we say why we're so thankful for them.
And give them some love. I'd love that. We don't have enough thanks going on in the world. When we concentrate on it around Thanksgiving, that's one thing, but it should be daily, shouldn't it?
Well, we always say, what do you give thanks to for whatever? But we so appreciate all of you for listening to the show all the time.
Yeah.
And those of you who call in all of the time, we are so forever grateful.
Yeah.
And I think that would be cool, don't you?
I do. Maybe we should.
Okay.
Yeah. You keep us employed and we love you. Thank you.
So I have bunch of slips of paper. Maybe we'll do it at the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah, we'll put some together, put our names together, some of our Buzz fam people.
But of course, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just going to say, when I was coming up with a list of names, I'm like, God, there's so many, right? And then when I have my pen to paper, I'm like, wait, who do we got?
I know.
I'm drawing a blank now.
Oh, God. So how about that snow, huh? It was fun. Remember last week, I'm like, it's going to snow on Monday and Tuesday. You're like, don't say that. Man, it snowed. And it's that snow before all the leaves are down snow, which makes it just so dirty and ugly and like crappy and gah. And my wife had to go to Buffalo on Monday, the day it was, you know, really coming down. She says it was pretty bad. Did you see there's a 17 car pileup on 390?
Oh my, no. Wait, 17 car pileup?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
was anybody injured?
Nah, minor injuries, but still suck.
Oh no.
Yeah, man.
How about that if you're the person who caused the 17 car pileup? Do you have to send sorry baskets or something, right?
Like
sorry.
It was that morning. It was Monday morning. It was 390 North West Henrietta Road in Mount Hope Ave, right there. All minor injuries. Mm-hmm. They had to close the ramp and screwed everybody up.
God, nobody wants to deal with that when it's so cold.
Yeah. Well, we always talk about like the first snow of the year, everybody turns into like an amateur, even if you've been driving your whole life.
Do you intentionally try not to go out when it's driving, when it's the first snow?
No, but if I have to go out, I will. I'm not going to go driving on purpose, but I'll say that it always is like, that first half a mile where you're testing out the brakes and you're testing the corners out and your stopping ability. That's always
weird.
Yeah,
I had so many things that I wanted to get done on Monday, and I'm like, nope. I'm not going to be out there with everybody else just learning for the first time.
Well, you can always, you can always put it to like, well, it's everybody else. I'm good. I'm fine. It's just everybody else that doesn't know how to drive in the winter.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Still snow on the ground. Still maybe flakes in the area. I know it's kind of like over Buffalo, but it's coming this way. It's going to turn to rain as it warms up. But 34 to start, maybe 44. By the end of the day, like maybe 40 by midday. I mean, it's going to be hovering there, which makes it very cold.
Yeah, which makes it robe weather. Men in robes, hot or not. Let's just go right to it.
I'm here.
Men in robes, hot or not. Oh boy, he's raising his hand. You wear a robe?
Yeah. I actually
went. At what age did you start wearing a robe? Is this like an old man thing?
No, ever since I was a little kid, my mom got me a bathrobe.
Yeah, little kid, obvious, because mom is in charge of what you wear.
Mm-hmm. I went from It was a robe with a kid's cartoon on it. Quick Draw McGraw or something like that. If anybody's old, they remember that. And then, yeah, I think maybe in my 20s, it was just like.
Wait, in your 20s, you wore a robe too?
I always had a robe, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can imagine what the women thought. Those ladies that you brought over.
What's the
Hang
stigma?
On, sweetheart. Let me go get my robe.
What's the stigma of a robe? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Bathrobes are well, it's funny. You ready for this? I have a warm weather robe, and then last week I brought out the real heavy cold weather bathrobe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have you wear a robe in the summer too.
Yeah.
Your silky robe?
That's not silky.
You're silky.
It's just a light. It's
robe.
A light terry cloth.
God, I don't know why that visual makes me laugh.
Do you use a bathrobe?
No, I hate it. The only robe I like is the Spotha Del Monte robe, but I can't even wear that just around the house because I don't know. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know why. I need a hoodie and sweats instead.
Some people use the bathrobe first before they use their towel. I've heard.
What does that mean?
Is it's made
that,
of like, the same material.
Is that like you're? I'm speaking for a friend.
No,
is
I've
it
tried
you?
It and it works. But then you still got to get like the bottoms of your legs and. But it's like a bathrobe can be like, especially when it's made out of material that's like a towel. You get out of the shower, you put it on, and it's like you're instantly dry.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I've never been with someone, a man who ever wore a robe, I guess.
So your husband doesn't wear a bathrobe?
No. I mean, let's see. He has one. Does he ever wear it? No. Only when we do spa treatments together, I've seen him in a robe.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is it.
That's it.
That's the only time. I don't even know why he has it. Why does he even have a robe?
Hi, the Buzz.
Someone gave it to us for our wedding gift, and he felt like he needed to wear it, but it just,
Oh, I see. Yeah. Morning.
Scott, you super freak, you.
I am a super freak. is this like...
hot or not? Men in bathrobes. What do you think?
I'm sorry, Hugh, but you cannot wear a robe around the house.
I don't understand. Why?
Because it's got... You're right. It does have a stigma. It's got that Hugh Hefner stigma. I don't even know why I'm picturing it in my head. Now I can't get it out of my vision. It's terrible.
Smoking a pipe with a silk bathrobe.
Smoking a pipe with a robe. I can't unsee it now.
With a paisley print.
Every morning, Scott wakes up. You know he sleeps naked, you know, with the CPAP. So he takes off the CPAP. It's chilly, so he has to slip into his robe as he gets out of bed.
What does the CPAP have to do with sleeping naked?
That's because Sandy tries to paint the picture, and you know how it is.
Trying
to demoralize me a little bit more because it's in her contract.
It's a fact. Those are facts. I didn't make anything up.
You know, I don't know about you, but I tried to regulate my house temperature and keep it cool, right, to not pay all those expensive things. So the house is cold, and
we keep it at 61, Scott.
Right. So I pop it. Yeah, I pop my robe on, and I'll wear it halfway through the day with a pair of sweats underneath, pants.
pop my robe open. Yeah. Did you hear that? He's going to pop his robe open.
No, I pop it on.
Do you have like a logo on it too? Is there a logo or is it just a robe, just a plain pink robe?
No logo. No, I'm trying to think.
He's got a little bunny.
I think it is a Hilfiger, Tommy Hilfiger. You know, the little red, white, and blue little flaggy thing, but it's a tiny little one.
Yeah. For a second, you keep your heat at 61?
Yeah, in the evening, absolutely. You're supposed to sleep like 61, 62.
Yeah, it's good sleeping.
I feel like I'm like, you know, little rich girl over here. I thought you guys were going to pick on me for keeping it at 63. I'm going to tell my family I can go lower. Okay. I love this conversation.
I wonder how much money you save based on each degree temperature you lower it. I'm just curious. I'm just curious if it really is true.
They say a lot, right?
Really?
Oh. Okay.
Hey, Carm. Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, guys. Have a great day.
Now, wait. I think this next call.
I got to put Carm in for the give thanks for listeners. Okay. Yeah.
I think, let's see. Full-size candy bar Phil. What's up?
You just gave me the best business idea ever.
What?
You say that sometimes people get out of the bathtub wearing the robe, don't use a towel?
Yeah.
The ShamWow bathrobe.
I'm going to guess that you wear a bathrobe.
You do look like a bathrobe
owned,
kind of
I've
guy.
Never owned one.
What?
Never oh, one. Man. Nope.
Am I a super freak?
I wear a zip-up hoodie.
Yeah, okay.
I don't wear a bathrobe.
I mean,
I wear a bathrobe.
I still wear like a t-shirt and sweatpants, like light runners, but like then I'll put the robe over me. I don't know. Maybe it's...
Does it turn your wife on? Does your wife like it?
No, I don't know if it turns her on
like,
or not.
She's like, oh, you look so cozy in your robe, and she gives you a big hug.
But she's got like 3 or 4 different robes.
No, I didn't. That's not the question. I did not ask how many robes.
Well, we're a robe family, so because it's not unique in our house, that she says nothing. No, it does not turn her on or off.
Oh.
No, okay. Not that I know.
I do adore when little kids wear robes. It's like, oh, you're so cute. So that's all I think of is like, you're in a robe. I just think of you as a robe. Little.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Ellie's got her unicorn robe with a hoodie on it, with a hood, you know, with a horn. So cute.
Yeah, we had a lovely one for Anthony, so yeah.
I say bring back the robe, guys. Bring back the porn robe. The Hugh Hefner silk porn robe.
What for when you sleep naked with your CPAP machine? You got 2 hoses dangling?
See, even Phil brought up that visual. We love that visual.
It's because you brought it up first. Goodbye, buddy.
Thank you. All right, so there you go. It's officially been voted not hot, Scott. Unless
oh, good.
You can get
yeah, that's sample core sample of a lot of people.
Oh, Carbon Phil, they matter.
Oh,
they
yeah,
mean
yeah.
a lot.
2 out of 2 million. That's fine.
98.9, The Buzz.
Finally, Brockport. Man, everybody from Brockport was smiling because it, you know, it's finally open.
The
after
bridge.
After 2.5 years.
Yay! The bridge is open! Yay!
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Fasano and Sandy. It is a good day in Brockport. I think the first person to drive over the bridge needs a medal or something. Because I don't know if I would trust it.
Oh, yeah, right. They put millions of dollars in 2 years into testing it and making it better.
2.5 years!
It's the most secure it is now. Ever.
Okay, so do you trust it? You trust it more then?
Yeah, that's weird. Why would you not trust it? You just open the bridge. It's been worked
out. Part of me kind of feels like why did it take so long? Okay, that's up for debate. They've told us why, but really why? And then you're going to be the very first? I don't ever want to be the guinea pig.
So when you get your car fixed, you don't trust that it's fixed? You know what bridge scares me the most? The one that goes over to Grand Island, going over to Niagara Falls. That is the scariest bridge ever.
Yeah. Like, see, if they did major repairs on that, are you going to be the very first one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the first of anything like that.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd love it. Yeah. Get all the pride and honor, the glory of it. I would imagine, wouldn't it be like, you know, like the mayor or something like that, or some town supervisors or the people that made it happen, or... Wouldn't that be?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. Who does
ceremony?
Get that honor? You see it as an honor. I see it as bravery.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like what the grand opening was like, and I didn't see it, but was it a big pomp and circumstance? Was it a ribbon cutting? Was it a fireworks show? What was going on?
It should have. have been. I don't know either.
Or was it if just some dude like moving the barrier across? Like, okay, right? Come on, guys, right?
Yeah. Right, right. Well, anyone live in Brockport and you drove over the bridge? Did you take a selfie? Part of you, did you want to take a selfie?
No, I just need to get to the other side. I'm sure the businesses in Brockport are extremely.
Look at you saying no.
It.
It was just a goofy hypothetical.
Oh, no.
What happened to your yes and? No.
Yes, and I would do it naked.
No.
No.
In my bathrobe.
I don't know. Having not been to Brockport in a while, having not have to get to the other side. I kind of like.
Oh, that's
really
why you're peacing out on this. That's why it's hard for you to have a conversation about this because you don't care.
It's not that I don't care. It's just I didn't need to get to the other side. And if I did, I would have done that. Man, I just can't imagine for 2 years. Two years.
Now all the businesses in that area, because it without a doubt it hit your bottom line, right? And the businesses would come forward and be like, "Come on, get this freaking fixed because it's really damaging our business here." Mm-hmm. Do you think that the damage has been permanent damage now? Or do you think now that the bridge is open, okay, let's get back and everything's going to snap back like it was?
I hope it snaps back. You don't know. You never know. Now it's time to, you know, advertise on 98.9 The Buzz and say that we're open.
Yeah, the bridge should advertise. You can trust me. I've just been asleep for a while. I don't know.
I think of, what a guy's brain goes to, what had to happen in order to get that bridge, back to where they, to completely rebuild it. Mm. It's like, like how they built the pyramids, just unfathomable idea of how, all the engineering that went into it, from everything from just the steelwork to like electricity to like plumbing. That had to go across the, I would imagine there's pipes. There's like all, I can't imagine.
They didn't rebuild it. They just fixed it.
I don't know what they did to it. They didn't tear it down.
Well, he's giving you
in.
A lot of credit. If you worked on that bridge, Scott Spisano, respect.
I do.
He's giving you respect. He gives you grace for the 2.5 years that it took.
Yeah, well.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
James Whitaker winning the day every week on the radio with us. Thank you ahead of time. We don't know how we deserve this, but you are magic to us. Thank you so much, James.
Happy to help. It's the best part of my week, too.
Is it? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep lying to
us. Young kids melting down inside the house. Where else would I rather be?
Exactly.
Okay, so I saw this and I was like, oh gosh, this is so good. I wonder if there's other things that we say to ourselves, ways that we communicate with ourselves or even others that like we should tweak. So I saw this, James, and it's like the I don't versus the I can't. Mm-hmm. So if somebody asks you something, hey, do you even as simple as do you want to go out Friday night? And you're like, no, I can't. Well, that leaves the door kind of open where people often try to convince you otherwise. But if you say, no, I don't want to go out, that says, nope, this is part of it's almost like part of your identity or values. I'm not going to go out. There's nothing you're going to say that's going to convince me. Hmm. And it's such a tiny little tweak.
Yeah, I did a podcast episode with Harvard psychologist Dr. Ellen Langer, and she talks a lot about words like hope and try have the expectation of failure built in. Hmm. And I thought that was really, really interesting when she said that. And a lot of this, there's a few things to sort of touch on here. First of all, is if someone invites you to do something and for whatever reason you don't want to do it, mm-hmm. the language that you use to communicate, it really doesn't matter so much. Like if they're a nice enough person, they're not particularly going to care what language you use, mm-hmm. and you get the result of being able to turn that down so you can go and allocate your time somewhere else to you as that's a higher priority in that moment. So I wouldn't worry so much. It's always useful to improve our communication and do the best we can with our friends and family and everything. But I would worry more about just making sure that you're choosing decisions mm-hmm. that are aligned with your values. That's the first thing I would do, is making sure that you're a values-driven person mm-hmm. and naturally you create that filter for your decision-making. And the way that I do that with people is we start off by getting clear on your values. Who are you and where do you want to go? As in, what type of life do you want to experience? And then when you're met with a decision, big or small, You simply ask yourself, does this help me win? Does going out drinking with friends till 2 in the morning help me win? As in, does it relate to my values and where I want to go? And the answer for me with that question nowadays, maybe a bit different than back in the day, does this help me win? Of course it doesn't help me win. I want to be, you know, awake, energized, ready to go with my kids, to be a great dad, to be a great husband. So that's the way that I think about it. And something else in my morning journal that I've been doing now for almost 5 years, every single day, I do not miss a day when it comes to a journal entry. The very first thing that I do is I write down happy before whatever the day is. So if I'm doing a journal on Monday, I write happy Monday with an exclamation mark. So it's just a way of programming my brain to have a happier day. If it's Sunday, it's happy Sunday. Every single time, 100% of the time, that's how I start my journal, with the word happy.
Could we also play that into the workspace? So if the boss is asking you to go above and beyond, this is almost like the quiet quitting scenario, I guess. And, you know, can you take on this new project? Do you filter it through what you said then? What are the goals? What are my values? And say no to the boss? Is there like the language that we should use when you know it's going to overextend yourself to a point where you're not happy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because in that point, what you have is someone else's values, and they can be potentially conflicting with yours. So you need to think about it from the perspective of the other person's values. So understanding what they value will tell you everything that you need to know about their motivation. So if ambition and things like material possessions are very, very high values for them based on how you've interacted with them, then they're probably going to care a little bit more about getting the job done, getting that mission, that project complete, more so than your feelings as it relates to it. But if there's so you don't have as much room there, so you've got to have a bit of a different approach into how you handle it. So I would always shift the approach based on how you handle it. But anytime someone else is involved, that's the opportunity for you to think about, what is this person prioritizing, and how can I make sure when I communicate that I'm considerate of that person's priorities? So if someone says, I want you to do this project, and it's the last thing that you want to do for many reasons, you can say, cool, it's clear that this project is important to you. I don't have the bandwidth right now, but why don't we sit down for a couple of minutes, work together, we'll figure out not only a good plan, but the right person who can champion this for you.
Nice. Oh. Okay. That works. Yeah.
Oh, man, that is good.
You want more of James? You want more of James?
No.
He's got a podcast, hundreds of them, ready to go at your fingertips wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. It's called Win the Day. You can follow James on social at James Witt, WHITT. You can reach out to him directly. He'll answer your message, or you can reach out to us if you want to come on the air. Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com.
All right, James. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Hi, it's Wednesday. It's the 12th of November. It's, you know, this Veterans Day middle of the week thing, kind of like setting people off a little bit. But we're back to school, back to work, and back to flurries to maybe a sprinkle here later today as it warms up to like 44 degrees.
All right, if you're driving around Henrietta, anyone drive past Southtown Plaza yesterday? They were taking the letters down of Southtown Plaza. What is going on?
So,
I don't know if the news stations, when I saw this, was like, hey, we're looking for a story, so let's create something that really, there's nothing there. Or if it really is, something is going to happen. So you could see crews taking down the letters of Southtown Plaza, that big tower thing.
Yeah, on the corner there. That's iconic. I mean, that's been there forever. Ever.
Now, the news station that I saw this from was like, hey, we reached out to the town of Henrietta and the owners of the plaza and haven't gotten confirmation yet about anything. So it could just be maintenance work on the letters or the tower itself. Or is it something more?
Is it
rebranding? Is something else going to be there? So what did you think? First thought that came to your mind, and if you drove by it or whatever, you heard the letters are coming down, where'd your mind go?
First thing I would think is that, you know, something happened and the plaza's dead and now it's going to turn into something else.
You thought what the news stations were thinking. Yeah, this is a rebranding. It's going to turn into something else.
I hope it stays Southtown Plaza, because, I mean, it's one of the, if not the most iconic plaza layout where stores are next to each other, you know, not in a mall, that we've had. That was pre-mall era stuff.
Can I ask you, because I was looking through comments and somebody had mentioned the Southtown trolley. What was that? Oh. I don't remember a Southtown trolley. It would take you from one end of the plaza, I guess, to the other?
Yeah, if you didn't want to walk because there were so many places, huge, right? It's a giant L shape. And if you needed to go from one end to the other, I do remember that. When I was kid, okay, so I lived in Livingston County. Mm. So to come to the big city was a big deal for us. We didn't have all the luxuries that you urban folks had. We had, and Southtown Plaza was the closest and biggest thing. The next
that
one was
like the destination.
It was either Southtown Plaza or Midtown, which was that was like once a year around Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so many people have that same story. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and once you saw that sign, you knew you were there. You're coming up to the court, like, oh, we're there. I mean, it was amazing.
So did you take the trolley? Do you
believe
remember
I did.
The trolley?
I think I did, yeah.
God, when did the trolley stop? When did Southtown, what made all of a sudden Southtown Plaza take a turn?
I don't know. What happened? What happened? What's the, you know, how did, in the 80s, 90s, everything started to, you know, kind of go to the mall kind of vibe, right?
Oh, is that what it was? Do you think
Southtown
the mall
Plaza
sold?
Do you know where Marketplace Mall is? Was the Rochester Airport originally. It was an airfield.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you get out of the airfield, the airport, and then, you know, all this stuff pops up around Jefferson Road and right at the corner at Southtown Plaza. That turned into, like, the biggest plaza. You know, and then the mall happened. They tore the airport down, built it over there, and then, you know, now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, I don't know if I was old enough to remember that young enough or whatever.
Yeah.
Plazas that were your childhood. So for you, it was South Plaza.
It was. They used to have carnivals there. There used to be like a Ferris wheel. I mean, it was legit.
I would say Toys R Us Plaza in Greece. Uh-huh. When mom and dad, not that the plaza itself, I think Toys R Us was like it. Like when mom and dad are like, we're going to Toys R Us. Oh, yeah. Freddy's at what once was Greasetown Mall.
Greasetown Mall, yeah. Right.
Do you remember Freddy's?
I know. What's that?
It was like a department store. You didn't have a Freddy's?
We did.
Come on, somebody has to remember Freddy's department store.
No, I don't. I remember McCurdy's.
No, Freddy's, and, man.
Sibley's and McCurdy's and B. Foreman. I remember those.
Okay, so Kira, okay, I've heard people say this before. Kira said, might be an unpopular opinion, but it would be cool to have like a town square or more walkable area. There's more than enough chains around. It would be awesome to see it become more than just a plaza. I've heard other people say that before. They want a town square in Henrietta or Greece or
where you put up buildings in the parking lot where it's not just one giant parking lot and just one long sidewalk. Where you have different, like a,
now I've heard this from my Italian friends, right? So it's like the piazza in Italy, right? Like like the center spot that everybody goes and just kind of hangs out. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, and it has like an ice cream shop and stores and a little bit of everything and a fountain in the center. I think that's what Kira is talking about.
But
Kira, are you Italian?
Isn't there one kind of like that closer to RIT? Because that's right on the corner, like RIT is just down the street.
Yeah, but do people treat that as College Town you're talking about?
No, not College Town. You know where there was a plaza, God. There was a big town square, like, and there was shops all around it, and we used to have concerts in the middle there.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's already
but
one.
But do people really, I don't know, really go out and hang out there at the town square? Would you even, if Webster had a town square, would you go hang out? Like at night, hey, let's just go to the town square.
Maybe if it was cool enough. I see what I see going in there would be like different stuff. Like Southtown itself is kind of sporadic, you know, open and closed, empty kind of. I'd see putting in like storage unit kind of stuff, like a store yourself.
Oh, don't do a storage unit.
I would see like light housing maybe in there too.
Is that what you would want?
Not that I want, but I kind of see that would be, that's what probably is going to go in
don't
there.
Don't do a storage unit.
Well, I mean, where you can,
you know what it's going to be? It's going to turn into another health facility.
Another UR right? medicine. Ah!
Yeah. Over or under. Southtown Plaza becomes the next. It's kind of like health facilities are like
it's everywhere.
Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, it's like everywhere. It's well, they over at Marketplace, they turn that giant area over on that side across from Wegmans. Yeah,
well, so we'll keep our we'll keep up to date with what's going on. Now watch, it just turns out to be they were just, you know, washing the sign or something. Just okay, coming up, Jerker Justified. And this was funny. This came up in conversation because I went to there was somebody at 13 WAM, our news partners. Somebody there was retiring. So yep. I went to the retirement party and I was talking to Abby Friedman, who's, you know, does the news for us.
In the mornings, yeah.
Her husband said something, and he's like, I got a good Jerker Justified for you. Free drink tickets you got, and trying to score even more.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9. The Buzz. We all have those moments. Was it wrong or was it right? Let's find out on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on the Great Buzz, it's 98.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nine, The Buzz.
What are we winning?
Tickets to the Amish Outlaws are coming to Del Lago December 6th. These are a bunch of Amish guys. When they had that choice whether to be Amish or not, they're like, bye, I'm out of here. I'm going to go see the world. And they've got a band and they're awesome.
Okay. So if you're the first juror to weigh in on this, but we need more than one, and we need to come up with a verdict, Jerk or Justified. So on Friday, I went to a retirement party, and it was for one of our friends who works at 13 WAM, the TV station. Mm-hmm. So I was there, and I was hanging out with Abby Friedman and her husband, met for the very first time, nicest guy. They're like the cute, adorable couple. They're like, aw.
They've only been married a couple years. So
I know. I'm like, oh, they're so sweet. Even how they acted with one another, I'm like, oh, that's young love right there.
Yeah,
they're
honeymoon's
so
not over yet. I know. So this is a party where everybody gathered, and there is a bar.
Yeah. So and everyone, when you walked in, they would give you, here's your drink tickets, two free drink tickets.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Right.
So Abby's, and I hope he's okay with me calling him out. I think it was funny. I didn't ask him permission. But anyhow, he said, I got a good Jerker Justified for you. How many free drink tickets can you present to the bar? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, because I found some on the floor.
Oh, nice.
And somebody else gave me some more. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, yeah, but I have some and I don't drink. You want mine? Well, yeah, but how many? How many would be too many? Like, what's the limit where all of a sudden now you're a jerk?
So to cash in more than the two that you already have because you got some from other people?
Yeah, or you found some.
Yeah. Okay. 818-2899. Is that Jerker Justified?
Kind of feel like, I'm like, I'll bring it up on the air. But I kind of feel like nobody's going to say it's Jerk, are they?
I don't know. I think it's justified, but me, I like my drinks.
Okay, so,
and they're free.
You
yeah. So, all right. Let's see. Let's go to the call. See what's going on here. Hello. Hi, the Buzz. Can you hear me? Wait, I pressed the wrong button. There it is. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's this?
This is Luann.
Luann, how do you vote? This jerk or justified?
I vote justified because they probably have to pay for the drinks whether they use them or not.
Oh.
They pay for so many coupons.
Right.
And they probably have to pay that bar anyway, so you may as well drink them.
So you don't think they take it?
Okay, I never thought about it that way. Each drink, yeah, they already paid for the drink tickets. You're right.
You think they'll tell him up at the end and go, out of 70, we only had 60 used, and then they only charged for 60? Could be the other way around.
I doubt it.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
We need it's a bartender to let us know.
Yeah, for one or two to slip on the floor, and then you never know if they were redeemed. Okay, yeah, so justified then, right?
Yes.
Luann, your first call through, you've got tickets to go see the Amish Outlaws at the Vine at Del Lago. How's that sound?
Oh, yay, good.
December 6th, and if we have any former Amish listening, call us up and tell us like that Rumspringa thing. That's weird, like where they're supposed to go out into the world and see if they like it or not, and most of them come back, but some don't. These guys got a band together. Rebels. Hold the line and hook you up. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Luann, stand by. And another call, 818-289-9 is the number. Let's go to this one here. Hi. Oh, hey, Sandy, Jake Squared's on the line. Jake, jerk or justified?
Totally justified, yes. as long as you have a designated driver.
Well, yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah, right?
Is there a cap to how many? Because then we started to joke because I had two that I wasn't using. And he's going, oh, can I take yours? Like, how bad would it be to keep going to the bar with free drink tickets when the bartender knows everyone's allowed only two?
You have to weigh
that with work, but I mean, I'd say it's totally justified to keep going up because how often can you go and grab a drink for somebody else? You know, like, I think it's completely
justified. No cap. Okay.
Bartender doesn't care how many drinks you get, even though they know there's two drinks
per
person.
Well, I don't know. That's the question. Do they care?
Unless they own the joint. All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
hey, Jake Squared, we're putting you in for the, at the end of the show, we're going to end by drawing a random BuzzFam and saying what we're thankful for. So you are definitely in the mix here because you always call into the show, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, I can tell you already what I'm grateful for, so I appreciate it.
We're grateful for you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
This is kind of like, and somebody just messaged us. If someone dropped their ticket, that's fair game.
Mm-hmm.
The bar isn't running a lost and found for drink coupons. But is this, so they say justified too, but is this kind of like if somebody drops a dollar, you look for the owner of that dollar or whatever.
That's a good question.
Does it make him a jerk if he picks it up without trying to find the owner of these drink tickets?
Nah, because it's just that. Yeah.
No,
you don't like run up and stop the band and like, who lost their ticket? No.
Well, you can ask around. Hey, listen, did you lose your tickets? Free drink tickets?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
You don't.
They're litter.
Totally different than money.
By the time they hit the floor, it's litter. I still say justified. How about you?
Do you look for, if you see money on the floor, do you look for who it belongs to, or is it finders keepers in your eyes?
Only if it's $100 or more, which I did. Nobody claimed it, so I took it.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I think this is a slam dunk.
Yep.
Justified, they're on the ground, no one's name on it, finders keepers. Yeah, the messages are saying justified, too.
Okay,
the verdict is...
Go ahead, drink ticket people.
Justified.
Justified.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
This one just came in. If you're sneaking up to the bar five times with found tickets, you're the reason they have limits in the first place. Is that true?
I know. It used to be a holiday party open bar. Now it's two tickets. You know.
I know, right?
The Buzz.
Hey, I'm having a problem because Saturday night's the big ultimate 80s party over to Eaglevale.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for our friends at Rochester Hearing and Speech Center.
Yeah, yeah. Get your tickets at rhsc.org because the DeLorean is going to be there and it's going to have like tunes and 80s and fundraising and fun and all that. But I'm not quite sure what to dress like or wear.
Well, I thought you were just going to wear what you wore last year. So easy for guys.
Year.
You had that sports coat, suit jacket, whatever that you actually made in the 80s. You painted.
Oh, my painted tux.
Yeah. I thought that's what you were going to do.
Oh, no? Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's my...
I want to be a rock chick. I want to be an 80s rock chick. You know, with the frizzed out hair. Not frizzed out. Just hair.
Poofy hair.
Leather. Yeah.
What's that?
You got to buy a rock tee.
Yeah, and you need leather. You got to wear your leather pants.
I got to wear leather pants and a rock tee. I got to go to Goodwill.
Yeah.
I was going to go to Goodwill on Thursday. You want to come with me?
I was thinking I was
going to... Oh, my gosh, we could go shopping like the good old days.
I know. Actually, I think I was going to go to Arlene's and see if they got something Mac Daddy I could pop on and wear. You know?
Oh, so Terry did say that she has some good accessories, too,
good
for
80s
everybody.
Stuff, yeah. Ooh, so if you're going, make sure you go to the website, rhsc.org. Actually, all of these sign-on auction items are up now. So say you can't make it, but you find like some kind of crazy wild thing that you need. It's like, well, there, go ahead. You can sign up and do it right there. And if not, Saturday night at Eagle Vale, we're going to be out doing this big party. Dr. Michael Mendoza on the Wheels of Steel. He's going to be doing an 80s stuff, and we got a band fundraising. Lots of stuff going to a great cause, the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. Okay.
Yeah, hey. It'll be fun. It'll be awesome. So we'll see you out there. Okay, coming up after 8 o'clock. I never thought men would get as giddy about this as women do. And I don't know if it's a stereotype. I was shocked what I saw over the weekend.
Okay.
And I'll share that with you.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spezzano and Sandy, waking you up.
On 98.9 The Buzz. Hi, Wednesday. What's up? We'll try to bring a little sunshine to your gray, dark, flurry, sprinkly, 40-degree day today. I'm Scott Spezzano. There's Sandy Waters right there. So you traveled out. Was this during the snow, Sandy?
It was yesterday.
Okay.
So it was in bed. But here's the question. Do men get as giddy to score holiday decoration discounts as stereotypically women do? Because when I was, where was I going? I don't even remember why I was out. But anyhow, I was driving past Hobby Lobby and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been to Hobby Lobby in forever.
Yeah.
And I need a rug for my laundry room. Let me just stop by and see what's going on.
What they got, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this parking lot is like the Hobby Lobby in Greece,
mm-hmm.
off Ridge Road there. I'm like, this parking lot is jam-packed. I haven't been to Hobby Lobby in a while, but I don't ever remember it being that full. I go, what is going on? So I walk in. It was like, there was a lot happening. It was a lot going on. And it was the holiday decorations, 50% off at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, oh my God, how much people love their discounts and holiday specifically holiday decoration discounts.
Were they all doing it? They're all grabbing Christmas stuff?
I mean, shopping carts full. And you know holiday decorations are all ginormous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so it's like shopping carts full of these huge ball ornaments and huge Christmas trees. And I'm like, oh my God, this looks so funny.
Yeah.
But I noticed that there were a lot of men in the store.
Okay. And were they there helping their people, or were they just
this
like
is where I'm going with this. I'm not sure. Even when I pulled into the parking lot, I saw this woman walk by my car, past mm-hmm. my car with her husband, and mm-hmm. she gave me this look, like our eyes locked, and it's almost like we were communicating. She gave me the look like, yes, I got my husband to come with me. And I gave her the look like, how did you get your husband to go with you? Because no way in hell would my husband be like, yeah, let's go to Hobby Lobby and get some decorations for the house.
Some people do that teamwork thing, or they go do it. And
I was so jealous of all. I'm like, I wanted to stop. I was on the verge, Scotty. I was so close to stopping this old man who was with a shopping cart by himself.
Okay.
Why are you here? I was so close to asking him, like, were you forced to be here, or are you here out of your own free will?
Well, did he have Christmas stuff in his thing?
No, his shopping cart was empty.
Oh, okay.
His shopping cart was empty.
Hobby Lobby's got more than Christmas stuff, too. And guys go there for things. I mean, there's model airplanes and craft stuff and, yeah.
Sure, of course. Yeah. But again, the store pretty much was everybody was in the Christmas discount section of the store.
If Jill asked me, I would definitely love to, because I like that stuff.
What stuff? What do you mean stuff? Discounts? Christmas stuff?
Christmas stuff, yeah.
Ah.
I mean, and if she's like, let's go pile up a couple of shopping carts full of Christmas stuff, I'll be like, all right, let's go. Because then I get to pick stuff out that I like. That she will ultimately shut down, then I have to get what she likes.
Do you really care?
I do. Actually, I really do. And I think there are guys out there that
maybe it's
will.
Just my husband.
Well,
he would no. He's like, I don't care. I don't care what the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't take any pride in decorating the house for the holidays.
Well, Christmas always sucks for him, anyways, right? From his youth, it's not a big deal for him.
Yeah, but he's been an adult longer than he's been a youth with those bad Christmases. Yeah, he's had more good than bad.
Right.
I mean, I think there's a time where you get over it, right?
Yeah, and I think maybe at the age that my daughter's at six, like I'm going to go with an eye on a filter through, like, oh, she'd love this, she'd love that, you know, that kind of thing.
But is it the like ginormous globe ball decorations, or is it the lights? Like, I don't care about lights. Well, I do care about lights, but I'm not going to go. I'm trying to think. Where? I always envy the homes that are so decked out, classy, yet gaudy, yet classy, over-the-top Christmas. But I cannot put it together. I don't know why. It's not in me to, like so many front porches look so Pinterest perfect. And I'm like, how do you people achieve that? I can't put it together for some reason. Yeah. I just lack that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm going through my guy brain, my lizard brain. It's like, well, I don't have any outlets out there, so I can only do so much. And if I got to pull an extension cord around, blah, 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 I get
so
that.
You're about the lights.
I deep into the weeds, yeah, of anything that's lit.
Lights,
yeah, anything that's lit. And honestly, I started to look into for this year, just curiously, not going to do it, but I was looking into those companies that come and just deck your house out. You just pay him. Like, have him string.
You're going to do it. You're totally going to do it.
Have string the lights and the whole package. So I went to one of the websites.
Whenever you curiously look into something, you are totally going to pull the trigger.
No, because I don't know how much it costs, right? So I'm like, I don't know either.
How much does it cost? Anyone?
So I went to the website, and they had, then I realized when they're like, contact us, that means, it's going to be expensive.
It's kind of like the market price on the menu.
Right.
Ask your waiter. Yeah.
Right. So sure. I'm like, okay, well, if they had like A, B, and C, like here's one for $150, here's one for $300, here's one for $5, then I might take a look at it. But
I can't justify. Personally, I envy the homes that are all decked out and looking beautiful, but personally, I cannot justify spending money on the holiday decorations. That's probably what makes my house look like not as festive.
What I got out of this whole thing was like you do it, and then they put it up, and then they take it down, and they store it for you. to put it back up again. So it's like hands off, but it looks like you did all this work.
No, everybody knows you didn't do the work. Yeah. Don't act like you know, right?
Hey, Wednesday, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy, and we're going to play Never Have I Ever. And I'm going to pick up this call here. And Matt's on the line. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good.
Hello. Have you, you know you're in for Jack Johnson tickets now that you got through, right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him before?
Yeah, a couple times. He's amazing.
Okay, yeah, beautiful. He's coming to CMAC July 1st. So summer concert's going to be awesome. Sandy, Matt is ready for Never Have I Ever.
Okay, now this is where you have to be completely honest. I don't care who's listening right now, Matt. You have to confess. Okay. Never have, and we'll all chime in. Like, Scotty, you have to confess too.
All right.
Ready? And play along at home.
Okay.
Never have I ever.
What?
Cried at work. Matt, whether anybody was watching or not, even at your desk when nobody was looking.
I was working in a kitchen, and I was young. I was like 20, and this manager just came unglued on me for some reason. So yes, I did go in the walk-in and cry.
Into the walk-in.
Salty. Where else are you going to go?
Right, salty tears on the prosciutto.
Wait a minute, Matt. If somebody was listening right now who knows you only like this, Matt, as an adult, would they say that's uncharacteristic of you, or are you just a big sap like Scotty?
Yeah, like me.
I am definitely an emotional male, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
I made to show my emotions.
Hey, man, we like Jack Johnson tunes. Come on.
That's right.
I cry at work weekly.
Yeah, you do.
I cry at touchdowns. I cry at the hockey stops during figure skating. I'm serious, dude.
You know, I'm gonna be completely honest. Sometimes on the air when you start to like tear up and get all emotional in the quiver voice, and I'm like, oh my god, is there something wrong with me? Now I gotta fake a cry.
Yeah, your soul has left the building.
I'm supposed to be the emotional one in the room.
I know,
I'm like, oh my god, he's making me look bad. Okay. Never have I ever accidentally left the house without pants on.
Okay, I can say that I've never done that.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I have not. I have walked out of the house wearing Crocs when I thought I put my dress shoes on. I got all the way to work. I'm like, ooh.
Okay. How far have you gone wearing the wrong thing out of the house, Matt? Anything funny?
I mean, when I was younger, I used to drive around all the time with no shirt on because that's just what you did in the 90s.
Yeah, man.
You put in your favorite door cassette. I just dated myself, obviously, but when you're in high school, you know, just being a guy driving around without your shirt on all the time.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God, man, the visual is awesome. And then you're crying because the song that was playing was a little emotional.
No
shirt on.
Yeah, that's what we did, man. Okay. Back in high school, we all had abs of steel, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Final one. Never have I ever been to a Thanksgiving dinner and a fight broke out. And who started it?
I have actually been to a Thanksgiving dinner where a fight broke out. It was actually in between my brother's father-in-law and my Uncle Mark. One's a Packers fan, one's a Cowboys fan.
Oh.
So that's what it was all centered around.
Wow.
One thing led to another. It was hard pointing, you know, and then the finger started touching the chest, and one thing led to another, and next thing you know, they're in the backyard just basically wrestling, you know. They weren't throwing down on fisticuffs or anything, but to see 250-year-old men do that, it was
Over a couple glasses of wine, it was pretty exciting.
Cool, entertaining by all means, yeah, right?
And that's now a memorable Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Your family.
My answer would be no, I've never seen it.
Still comes up every year.
Oh my God, that is just all the hard work that whoever cooked the meal put into that, and then it ends with a football fight. That's awesome. That is fantastic.
Well, at least it wasn't over politics, so it was a good fight. It's a good Thanksgiving fight, exactly. Well, Matt, thanks for playing along, man. Jack Johnson in concert, CMAC. Oh, this is going to be This is, I was talking to Matt. I'm like, this is one of those shows that I definitely want to see. It's special guest Hermanos Gutierrez at CMAC on July 1st, courtesy the Bowery Presents. I can't say that. Tickets go on sale this Friday, the 14th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you and your guest are all set. Matt, thanks for playing, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you both so much. Take I love you easy. Both.
Love you too. Man. All right. Day. Take it easy. Next time you cry, let me know. Okay.
Bye. Yeah, there I know. Wait. Oh, That's his new nickname now. Crying Matt. I'm putting him in. I'm putting him in the box of listeners that we love and appreciate. And at the end of the show, we're going to randomly draw and say why we're so thankful.
It's just sensitive, Matt.
Crying. Sensitive Matt?
Yeah.
All right.
Sensitive Matt.
Sensitive. Yeah. You're in now, Matt.
He's a bud. You know, the last 48 hours was a shock to many, a pleasure to some, a pain to others. But it was our first snow, and our first big sticking snow.
Blah.
I know how you feel.
The snowman was a jolly happy
but for a six-year-old, it's like, yeah, baby, it's time to do some snowballs, right?
Oh, you know what? Everyone does need a six-year-old in their house with the first snowfall.
Come on.
Because as miserable as you want to be about it, when you see the kid's face light up,
yeah,
it just, you can't help but smile.
I mean, she wanted to go out like Monday morning. There was just a little bit, and she's like scraping it off. There was like icy snow. She's like scraping it and trying to form a snowball and throw it at me. I'm like, no.
Oh, you're reliving it all over again, Scott Spazano, with your 6-year-old.
My daughter Ellie and I went out yesterday, and because she's out of school and stuff like that, and it was perfect. It was perfect weather to build a snowman or throw snowballs. It really was. Problem is, it's dirty. It's dirty and muddy and leaves all stuck everywhere.
It's like your snowman's got measles.
Yeah, like measles. Measles and camo, like all at the same time. It was like a cat. You know what? I didn't realize, it's been so long, I didn't realize that there really is an art and a technique to making a good snowman. It's not as simple as it looks. You see the cartoon version, you roll a big one, a medium one, and a small one.
Yeah.
You get a carrot, you throw it in its face, and then you get some twigs.
Is that how you do it, three? Or do you do just one blob?
No, you got to have a body.
Visually you think, it needs to be three perfectly shaped circles. Yeah,
right.
It never happens that way.
One a little smaller than the other, you know? So we ended up rolling, but like... This is one of those snows where you could actually start a snowball on the ground and roll it, and it just literally takes all the snow all the way to the grass off, and then you tip it, you know, to the right, and you roll it that way, right? This is so great. Pack it in, and I tell you, man, she had a ball. We couldn't find eyeballs, so we didn't have coal. Who has coal? And a corn cob pipe.
You didn't buy the...
And
you
a button
buy the,
nose, huh?
You didn't buy the, like, store-bought face? Snowman face?
No, I did take my Minion.
Is that cheating if you do?
I got my Minion eyeballs and I put them on them. Wait,
let's see. Oh, there you go. Oh, my God. Minion. Oh, wow. Those are really nicely shaped circles. We never did those circles. Wow. I am so freaking impressed right
his
now.
Bottom looks
second.
Like his bottom looks like a marshmallow. It's more square than anything.
1 second. Mm. Hang on. Mm. I have to give you props where props are due. That is amazing. Uh-huh. Usually it just turns into one big blob.
Right.
But that is, that is a marshmallow. That truly is a perfectly shaped marshmallow butt.
And then she put a nose on it. And then we found a couple of nuts in the yard and popped her eyes in and...
You should, enter in a snowman contest. Does that exist anywhere?
Why do we just build one snowman? I'm like, why couldn't we have built, like, 20 of them?
Because after, no adult really wants to build a snowman. They do it because of the picture and for their kids.
I was starting to get into it. She was getting cold.
Ellie, stop. You're messing up my snowman. Move
I know. I was like, let's put a little bit here and there's some for it. And it's like so funny how dads build snowmen.
You are so crazy.
We turn into engineers. It's hilarious.
Ellie, here, hold my camera. Take good pictures of daddy. Why don't you go inside? Make me some cocoa, too.
Yeah, get me ready. No,
how much of it did she build and how much did you build?
No, it was a 50-50. We had some fun.
Okay.
And just
to
see her explore, compaction rates. And ratios.
Oh, look at him trying to talk like he is an engineer now.
That was awesome.
Oh, God. If you truly do that for a living, if you are a true engineer, do you roll your eyes when Scott Spazzano tries to
Is your snowman the most anal retentive snowman ever built on planet Earth? That's what I want to know.
Good question. Can you show us your snowman, please? Who's the best at building a snowman?
Really?
No, the teacher's the most patient and will accept, like, less than perfect, but, you know, it's the effort.
I know.
The engineer wannabe,
right,
has to make it pristine and perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. You got to post that picture. That was great.
I will. And by the way, the weather looks like it's going to start melting any snowmen that you have built over the weekend at four snow forts or igloos. So just to let you know.
Yeah, turn into scary monsters.
Spazzano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah! Coming up on 9 here on 98.9 The Buzz, and we're going to have some fun right now with all members of the Buzz fam.
Yeah, there's a lot of you who call into the show every day, and we really appreciate it. If it wasn't for you, there would be no us. So, the month of November is the month that we give thanks. So we are going to pick a name from the BuzzFam hat and randomly draw somebody and just say why we're thankful. Okay, ready, Scotty?
Yeah, sure. Pull one up.
Okay.
We have lots of them. Who did?
Chris Tiffany.
Oh, yay.
BuzzFam Chris Tiffany. Why are you thankful for our BuzzFam Chris Tiffany?
He's my favorite moose knuckle.
What?
And he has a perma grin. He's got a perma grin. You know, the moonshine joint, right? And he always has a perma grin, and I just love his. I mean, he is like that sunny face that comes in to Teletubbies. Every time Teletubbies comes on.
Maybe we should do this anymore. You are offending our BuzzFam. Hey, Chris Tiffany, you're a moose knuckle and a Teletubby. I did not say that.
Thanks for screwing my words around.
That's exactly what you said.
You know the sunshine that comes up in the beginning of Teletubbies? That's not a Teletubby.
Oh, the creepy sun?
Yeah, that's
Chris
him.
Chris Tiffany, you are the creepy sun.
Yeah.
In our morning.
Come on, Sandy, what's yours?
I say, Chris Tiffany, I am so grateful and thankful that of his laugh is contagious.
Yeah.
His laugh is like, wait, who just made that noise? And then you look over and it's Chris Tiffany laughing.
I know, like, I love you.
I can't even replicate the laugh.
Our laugh track.
Yeah, we adore you and love you, and thank you for being part of the Buzz Band.
And we'll pull another one tomorrow, okay? So the commercial-free 98 is coming up next.
Yep, so it is time to say we out.
We out, like that patio furniture you left out during the snowstorm the last couple of days. Yeah, like that. Exactly. See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.